Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee and join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
Tequila sunrise, staring slowly across the sky. They said goodbye. He was just a hired hand, working on a dream he planned to try. The days go by. Every night when the sun goes down, just another lonely boy in town, and she's out running right. She wasn't just another woman, and I couldn't keep from coming on. Been so long. Oh, and it's a hollow feeling when it comes down to feeling friends. It never ends. Another shot of courage. Wonder why the right words never come. You're just getting old. It's another tequila sunrise. This old world still looks the same. Another frame.
Interesting song, Irene, that you selected. Bit of tequila out there. What's going on with this? I thought you were a little bit down in the dumps, but the tequila's obviously picking you up.
Never down in the dumps. Never down in the dumps. Might be a little bit unhealthy, but never down in the dumps. There's a difference between unhealthy and not coping healthy-wise or mentally being down in the dumps. Big difference.
That's true. So what's all this about the tequila? You were so adamant you wanted the song.
Well, it's just wonderful to have a tequila shot every now and then. And because the weather is so goddamn awful, I mean, I don't know what it's like where you are, honey, but I'm in Katikati and the weather is absolutely shocking. It's done nothing but rain nonstop. The only good part about it is that it's straight down. There's no wind and the soil and the ground and the farmers all needed it so much. So I'll let them have that. That's fine.
That is true. I always kind of wish that she'd just do it overnight though, eh? You know, just overnight, then put out a sunny day for us, but absolutely well needed. And yep, I'm up here in Auckland at the moment, have been up north as well. The whole country's getting it. Yeah.
Right. Well, that's good, but it doesn't need to go for 2 weeks. You know, it can just get its act together and give us as much as we need and then it can stop. So the idea was, it was like, okay, we haven't done this. Well, I haven't done this. I don't know about you or anybody else, but I haven't done this for years, having a totally decadent afternoon where you watch movies on TV and you drink tequila shots or tequila sunrises or vodka tonics or whatever you like, and you just have a girl's afternoon having fun. And I'm making all this wonderful fig and what are those thingies that I hate so much now? Feijoas, the fig and feijoa chutney jammy thing that goes wonderful with blue cheese.
What are you doing? Why have you got so, I mean, everybody's got feijoas. Why are you annoyed with feijoas? What's got up your nose about feijoas? I mean,
I have been here 2 weeks and I'm dreaming about feijoas. I have got something like, I think it's about 50 trees out there, and these feijoas have to be collected every morning and packaged up and put on the stall. And if they've got any sort of mark on them, then you've got to use them or you're going to waste them. And you know what I'm like. I cannot stand to waste anything. So I've got friends all over the place. I've got a girlfriend that's going to take some bags today. I've got another girlfriend arriving tomorrow just to come and collect feijoas and take them out to people who need them. I sell them up on the stall up the top there, the really, really good ones. And I've got a whole pile that I'm going to drive down the road to the charity shop and put them out the front to just give them away down there. So,
nice?
I mean, some of them I am throwing over and on the hedge so that they can rot and be compost, but it's such a waste. I can't stand waste.
I know, but hang on, composting is not wasting. So don't think of that. Sometimes something has to compost and get put back into the ground as well. But isn't it interesting about feijoas? And they used to, I mean, I know there's streets that have got feijoa trees planted on and they just drop on the ground. And then you go to the supermarket and by God, actually, I haven't seen them in the supermarket lately, but I know sometimes they're like $10.99 a kilo. And I'm thinking, just go out on the road and pick them up.
They're a ridiculous price in the supermarkets, and they always are, even in the middle of the feijoa season, they're a ridiculous price in the supermarkets. In my daughter in Australia, she thinks I'm incredibly mean because every day that she rings me, I'm talking about feijoas. It's her favourite fruit of all time, and they're $35 a kg in Australia.
Oh, I know. My gosh.
So she can never afford them. And I'm sitting there, you know, on a video call with her. And honestly, the feijoas that are dropping off the trees here, that's 6 inches long. They are big, fat, really, really juicy feijoas. They're way bigger than apples and oranges and bananas. They are massive feijoas. And I'm sitting here with a feijoa beside my face that runs down the whole of my face, you know, and she's going, I hate you, Mum. I hate you, Mum. And she just loves them so much. It's like we're trying to figure out how I could.
I love feijoas, but I'm only a fresh feijoa peep. I anything you put them in there, they've got that grittiness and yeah. So bring on the fresh feijoas, but yeah, nothing else for me.
Well, I ain't bringing you any of my fig and feijoa chutney then. No way. You're not, I need appreciation for my cooking. Thank you, Damon.
Oh, no, I can't do it. You know, people make feijoa cakes and stuff and it's got that horrible gritty texture. Yeah, can't be doing it.
Oh, well, we live and learn, don't we? We live and learn. And that's, well, you know what we also, there's in the freezer here, she's, they've got huge berries, raspberries, blueberries, blackberries. And, of course, the berry season's finished, but what she's done is collected them all and there must be 30 kg of berries in the freezers, which she said, feel free to turn them into whatever you want. So I've already made a whole pile of berry coolie and I'm going to make some red wine reduction with berries and all sorts of things when the feijoas stop producing so that I have time for them. At the moment, I'm so busy on feijoas. But, you know, when you're doing the berry coolie, you end up with all the offshoot from the berry coolie. You've got to strain it and strain it and strain it, and you end up with all, and it's all that gritty berry thing. And I'm going, I wonder if I can make one of those little fruit jelly things that, you know, go with pears and cheese and all that sort of thing. So put it in a pot, boiled it up, had a little bit. No, I've got grit all through my teeth. So, yeah, I get the grippy thing when it comes to that, but not with fee jars.
Well, you know, it's interesting too what happens to like fruit pits and seeds when you boil them up. I remember my niece, she kind of did the same thing. She made some guava jam, or it's jelly, because the same thing with that. You have to sieve it, and put it, squash it through, and you're left with all the stuff. And she happened to just, you know, dip her finger in all the stuff and thought, well, that's tastier actually than the jelly. So she chucked it back in, boiled it all up, and it was stunning. But those little seeds from the guava, they turn into little stones, little rocks. And oh my gosh, the dentist would be very, very happy if everybody ate that guava jam with the stones in, because you just break your teeth on them.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
They turn, I tell you what, they turn so, they're like absolute like little stones. And yeah, and we figured it out quite quickly, thank goodness. Otherwise, I would have been in a few trips to the dentist. But it is such a shame though, because it is all that gooey, guffy stuff that we strain off that has all of the goodness in it. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I actually looked at, fortunately, I went to use the Nutribullet. I thought, right, I'll see if that'll break the stones and the berries and that down enough in the Nutribullet. But fortunately, it hadn't been cleaned properly when it had been put away, and there was stuff sort of under the rubbers here and under this. And I went, you know what? Nah, I'm not going to use this Nutribullet. I'm not cleaning it up for you. You know, the laziness putting it away like this. So I just put it all back into the cupboard, because I could just see me getting all the rubbers out and cleaning them all and getting all the stuff off it. And then the Nutribullet wouldn't work and it would be my fault. So I went, nah, in the cupboard. I think I put about 5 different apparatus back in the cupboard without using it.
That reminds me of the old sandwich toaster maker thingies, you know, and they used to have like the cheese dripping out the side, and it didn't matter how much you kind of cleaned it, there was always some gunk left at the sandwich maker. Mind you, I think the new ones, that's probably the old ones. The new ones are probably a bit easier to clean now, but yeah. But the berries, back to the berries, I don't think they go like stone, but oh my gosh, I do the same actually. I've got blueberries and you just get so many blueberries. You know, we've got quite a few blueberry bushes. So I've got them stashed in the freezer, for winter. Yeah. But again, too, you do get a slightly grittiness with the blueberries, but nothing like the feijoas.
Oh, the feijoas aren't that bad, girl. I don't know. Anyway, I'm in the wintertime, I'm going to be making feijoa muffins and feijoa scones and feijoa cakes, and I've just got to process the things and get enough processed to have enough to make all that stuff in the winter. I mean, I've got massive gardens here. I've got broccoli and cauliflower and silver beet, and there's capsicum for Africa and tomatoes. And I mean, there's massive amounts of, so every day I'm doing something, you know, all the capsicum were getting too heavy and falling on the ground. So I was tying them up to stakes, and it's been absolute fun with the tuis screaming around me all the time. It's been lovely.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I managed to get some mini capsicums. I didn't realize they were mini capsicums, but I figured that they are, and they're like little mini capsicums, and they're actually quite tasty just to throw in a stir fry or something. But yeah, that, and what else? Gosh, what else have I got going at the moment? Oh no. Do you know, it's interesting. I don't really kind of grow those winter vegetables, but I've got a load of kumara actually coming up, which I've done themselves, but yeah. Cool.
Kumara. Kumara.
Yeah.
My daughter has been taking produce to her clients. One of the clients has got an Airbnb, and so she does a lot of cooking for the Airbnb. So she's been buying stuff from me, and she said she wanted 2 kg of kumara. And I had to get my daughter to ring her up and say, will you take 3 kg? Because 1 kumara was 3 kg. And it was so sweet. You know, normally you expect a kuma that big. I mean, it was like a pumpkin. And normally you expect a kuma that big to be woody in the middle or something, or not taste. Absolutely beautiful kuma, very, very sweet, really, really lovely. So I've got three kuma patches. I haven't even looked at the ones at the other end. Just the one that looks like the oldest leaves, I'm slowly working my way through that one. There's so much I don't know. Like kuma, do you dry them? Do you pick them and dry them in the shed, or do you leave them in the garden?
I do a bit of each, actually. I do dry them off. And when you dry them off, you just kind of brush very gently the sand off. Or sometimes I wash them, but let them dry before I put them away. So if I get quite a few kumara, I'll just, as long as they're kind of, all of the mud and stuff is off, before you put them away, and then just make sure they're dry and then just store them. They usually store pretty well, actually. But often.
And storing them in a dark. Sorry, storing them in a dark cupboard. So how long would they last? 6 months or 3 months?
Oh, probably about 3 months. And I suppose also depending on what the weather's like. But if you have one little nick out of it, it will mould. So I'm a bit of the old fork, you know, digging them out with a fork, and you just get a little bit too enthusiastic and then it goes straight through it. But yeah, so they can't, when you do store them, they must be absolutely whole. Otherwise, you just have to use them a bit quicker otherwise. But otherwise, yeah, last 3 or 4 months. Yeah.
And they're better being stored than being left in the garden.
Well, I don't know. I think it depends on the soil. But also they might grow. Because, I mean, like for carrots, we used to leave them all winter in the thing. But they stopped growing. So if it's still warm and they continue to grow, you're going to end up with a whole lot of woody ones. But if the soil cools down enough that it actually just stops growing, it just basically stores them, which, yeah, then works really well.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Okay.
So you've been in the south down there, so it might cool down. Yeah.
Well, it certainly hasn't at the moment. It is muggy, really, really muggy. So moist and humid and, yeah, super, super muggy.
I would think things are still growing. I've actually just chucked some carrot and beetroot seeds in the garden. I've seen them pop up already. So, yeah, things are still growing. And I've been still getting the tomatoes are still actually ripening a bit as well. So anybody out there, if you've got too many tomatoes, look, just boil them up so you boil all the bugs out of them and then put them through the whizzer thingy. And I just chuck them in little bags, throw them in the freezer, and you've got your mashed bloody tomatoes or whatever, all make tomato soup in the middle of winter. Yeah. So dodge those tomatoes.
Yeah, I've got dozens of packets in the freezer of tomatoes. I've obviously had a good crop this year as well. I turn it into, I will during the winter when I get tired, turn it into pasta sauces for them because I've got a whole pile of herbs down the bottom there. So, you know, sage and basil and lemongrass and all sorts. So I can make all sorts of pasta sauces that are just all ready to be chucked out of the freezer straight over the pasta, yeah.
Yeah, and as you know, sometimes, especially this summer, the tomatoes got really cheap in the supermarket. So anybody out there, if you see that cheapness and you think, I can't do anything with them, actually you can, and they don't take up much room in a freezer. If you put them in a plastic bag and you lay it flat, it's just like a piece of paper, you know, depending on how much you put in it. So they don't take up much room, but you're right, just take, you know, when all of this stuff, like the feijos, although you can't do much with feijos, in my opinion, I'm not sure. Be interesting whether you froze them. If you took I suppose you could take the flesh out and freeze it.
You can, but it changes the flavour of the feijoa.
Yeah, right.
Of the kiwi fruit, I'm sorry. And I don't actually like that flavour. I like the fresh kiwi fruit flavour. So, I mean, there are kiwi fruit jams and things that I've made, but I'm not a fan. I'm a bit like fresh only when it comes to feijoas.
Yeah.
Goodness me. When it comes, I would see, look, I've got feijoas totally. I rehash them, but feijoas is coming out of my eyeballs. And all around me, I've got kiwi fruit and avocado farms. So I've made friends with the avocado people next door, and I'm dying to sit down and have a conversation with them over a glass of wine. and find out, you know, how the supermarkets go from $5 down to $1 and it's up and down like a yo-yo. And one week it's really expensive and the next week it's not. I'm dying to have a conversation with them about that because they're going to tell me whether they get any different price from one time. You know, everybody keeps saying, oh, it's supply and demand and when there's not so many and so on and so forth. Well, I don't believe the supply and demand goes up and down like that. So I want to find out.
Actually, that'd be really interesting. You know, I've got a young, one of the young girls in the reception at the school I lecture at. She is growing feijoas from the seed. Now, I have tried that and been totally unsuccessful. She has got all of these avocado. Oh, sorry, I just said feijo too. Oh, gosh. You've got me on yours. Avocado. And she's got all of these avocados around the office with them sprouting, roots at the bottom, a little leaf coming up. And so I've asked her how she's done it and I'm attempting and I'm still not being that successful, but I've got three of the seeds going, so we'll see what happens. But be a long time to eat any avos.
I definitely don't want to put any negative tone on that because it's a very positive thought. And I have shown so many people how you can grow carrots from the thing at the top and beetroot from the little, you know, you just cut off the thing at the top and away you go. So you don't need seeds in that. But I have had two friends try the avocado trees from the seeds and definitely grow on these lovely trees that don't produce fruit.
Well, that is sometimes the challenge as well when you grow from seed and it's a hit. Yeah.
Mm.
So we've had it with apple trees and stuff like that. And yeah, sometimes you'll get it and you'll get the right seed and other times you just get nothing. Yeah, which is a real shame. Yeah. Mm. So hard to replant an avocado though. You've got to be so careful with the roots. And anyway, we've tried and failed a few times now. So I'll give it a go and we'll see what happens.
Have you still not got an avocado tree?
No, we've tried three times with our avocados and failed. Yeah, which is a shame.
Right. Well, I will bring you some avocados up when I finish this house sit because I'm in Auckland after this one. So I'll get you some avocados on the way up. And I obviously aren't going to be able to get rid of any oranges on you because I've got a feeling I'm going to be going from getting rid of feijoas to getting rid of oranges.
That's all right. We've got plenty of oranges and it's amazing out there, right? The oranges are starting to come on. The mandarins are starting to come on. Heading up north, you know, the last weekends and that, they're starting to come out now. Obviously in north, they start first because it's a bit warmer up there. But yeah, so it's all go. Isn't it great? Old Mother Nature coming into that winter, getting us that stuff ready for our winter. So,
you know, it's going to be interesting to see how warm or cold our winter is.
Well, we need a cold winter to get rid of the wasps, actually. We've had masses of wasps here, and I know the wasps are a big challenge around the country, actually, in many places, and it's usually the wasps that, or the cold, that will kill off the wasps. So bring it on, and we can get rid of all this. We'll never be satisfied. Whatever the weather is, we'll never be satisfied. But, hey, we'll make use of it. Well, yeah, well, the sun shines. Well, that's probably about all we've got for time for today. But for our listeners out there, if you do have surplus of fruit or berries or vegetables or whatever, do let us know what you do with them. And if you really think you want to put a feijo recipe up there, go on. I'll have a look at it. But by God, it's still got to be fresh. Hey, we'll see you guys the same time, same place next week.